Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
The title of our message is Jesus the Son. John chapter 14, reading verse 20. At that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. The Lord Jesus said to his disciples, at that day when the truth will be made known to them, they will discover that truly he is the Son of the Father, that he is that Son that proceeded from the Father, and that he is in the Father, that I am in my Father and you in me and I in you. Only then can they enter him, he will enter them, when they receive his Spirit. And so is come so that we can receive his Spirit. That's why Jesus was born on earth. He came to give us the knowledge of God. Now, no one has seen God at any time. This God came and preached unto humans. This God that came, the scripture says to us, if we go to John chapter 1, John chapter 1, reading from verse 10, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. That indeed the Word of God was made flesh. Now he says he came to his own, the Israelites. They did not receive him. The very people he gave the word to. This same word which he gave to them through Moses was made flesh. They didn't receive him as that God, as the true Son of God, because this God promised in the Holy Scriptures that he will come through the family of David according to the flesh. And he came through the family of David, was born of a virgin in Bethlehem. Its scripture says that he came to his own as he promised, but his own did not receive him as that Son of God. That Jesus is indeed the Son of God. The Son of who? The Son of the Word. That he is that Jesus that came to them. That Jesus is indeed the Word of God. And that this Word of God was born among his own, in the place where he promised them that he's going to come on earth. But they didn't receive him as indeed the word that was made flesh. But he said to us that as many as receive him anywhere in this world, he now gives them that right to become children of God. Not born in a natural form, but born by the Spirit himself, by God himself. And so they are brought into this family of God through the knowledge of his Son, that Jesus is indeed the Son of the living God. If we continue in the reading in verse 15, John bare witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake, he that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time. the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. Amen. Amen. That no one has seen God at any time. That this God manifested himself as the Son of God. And someone will say, if God has a Son, then there must be two, as it is with humans, that the Father will give birth to a Son. But the scripture teaches us that God is one. Now, if God will have a Son, it means that he is Son of himself. That is, he gave birth to himself, manifested himself, say the scripture. That without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness, that God himself was manifested. This God whom no man has seen at any time. The Son declared him. Who is this Son? Jesus of Nazareth. The only begotten Son of God had declared God to us. Which God? The God of the Holy Bible. It is Jesus that came to preach the truth of the law, which he gave to Moses to give to the Israelites. Say the truth of it came through Jesus Christ. That it is Jesus that now said that this word is God. He said, think not I have come to destroy the law and the prophets. I have come to fulfill. All the prophets received from him, John says. Say, of his fullness have we all received. All the prophets received the words from Jesus himself. Now, at the end, he came by himself to show us his Son, so that through his Son, we can come to him. That this God who gave us the Bible, no man has seen him at any time. None of the prophets saw him, including Moses. They only heard the voice of his word, that ultimately he manifested as the Son of Man. And that this Son of God that was born is Jesus. So he said to his disciples, when the Spirit comes as his promise, then you will know that I am that true God that was manifested. That Jesus himself is the Son. How does he want us to receive him? As the Son. Since no man has seen God at any time, and God is a spirit, if we are just dealing with imagination, then we cannot receive this God. So to end imagination, he was manifested. He was made flesh. He came to us to declare himself. That's why I said this Son of God, who is in the bosom of the Father, had declared him. And now what did Jesus, the Son, declare? He declared the Father. He declared the Word. That from henceforth, you know the Father. So that's what he came to declare. He came to show us the true God. That the whole essence why Jesus manifested was to show us God. Then that will end the whole business of idol worshiping. See what he said in John chapter 3, reading from verse 13. And no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He said, no one has ascended to heaven at any time. The only begotten Son of God came from heaven, from the Spirit. In the bosom, we said he's in the bosom of the Father, had declared him. Since we don't know whom God is, and no one has seen God at any time, then how do we have access to this God? It says that he by himself came down to declare the truth to us, and that this one that came down is his Son, that he so loved us, he gave us his Son. And that this Son is indeed the true one that came from God. That all others are lies. That's why John says that he that is coming is going to tell us the truth. There's one that is coming to testify to us the true God. And this one that came is Jesus. And that this Jesus is whom we are to believe. that God himself had promised that he's going to do this. He's going to give us his son. And this son of God says, in that day, you will know that I'm in the Father. That Father, you have hearing me say to you, you will know that I'm in him, so that when you receive me, then you have received that Father. See, 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2, reading verse 22 and 23. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledges the Son hath the Father also. It says that anyone that denieth the Son, the same denies the Father. Anyone that acknowledges the Son has also the Father. Making it clear to us that the only way for us to receive this Father is to receive his Son. That it is the Son that brings us to the Father. It is through the Son we can receive the Father. That the Word of God is indeed the Son of God. The apostle says the Word was made flesh. And that who was made flesh is that very Son of God that was promised. Where is that Word today? The same Word we have in the Bible. And that Jesus the Son is not flesh and blood, but the Word. That truly the Word was made flesh. Look at 1 John chapter 4, in verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard, that he should come, and even now already is in the world. See, anyone that does not confess that the Word of God was made flesh, as the scripture has said, that he will come as a human. Is anyone who does not confess so is the spirit of Antichrist. That the Word came so that we will know him. That this is indeed the true God. That God specifically did this so that he gave us his Son. So that through his Son we can receive him. And then bring an end to evil, to all idol worshiping. So that's why he says that anyone who does not believe that the Word of God was made flesh is an antichrist. He has rejected the truth of the scripture, as the scripture has said that the Word would be made flesh. And the apostle says the Word indeed was made flesh. We handle this Word of life. And therefore we are testifying to you so that you can have fellowship with us. That our fellowship is with the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. But how can we have fellowship with the Spirit of God whom we don't see? How can someone relate with your Spirit whom he doesn't see, which nobody has seen at any time? Your wife has not seen your Spirit. Even your children has not seen your Spirit. The people you work with have not seen your Spirit. Then how will they relate with you? How do they relate? They relate through your body. Now, that is how God is. It says, since we don't know him, we cannot see God, then God now gave us his body, the express image of his person. That this word we read in the Bible is indeed the Son of God. Where is the Spirit of the Word is in him. And so that's why he came to us, to make us understand that the only way to be saved is to receive this Jesus Savior. That we have one God the Father. This one God, the Father, gave us his Son. That is, gave us his person. And that if we now receive this person, we have received God that the world is looking for. See John chapter 12. John chapter 12, reading verses 44 and 45. Jesus cried and said, He that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that seeth me, seeth him that sent me. He says, anyone that believes on me is not believing on me, is believing in God that sent me. What is he saying? Is anyone that saw him in the days of his flesh and that believe on him, they are believing in the very word that was made flesh. They have believed in that God of Abraham, the scriptures. That is that word. That's why it says, in that day you shall know that I am in that Father I'm preaching to you. Who is that Father? The Holy Scriptures. It says that anyone that see him is truly seeing the word that was made flesh. That in the past he was speaking to the fathers by the prophets. Now in this last day he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he ordained. That this Son of God is the word that was made flesh. Do we still have the Son today? Yes, we have. That's why he gave us the Bible to go around the whole world. That through this Son of God, we can receive God. We can receive the Father. We can receive his Spirit. That the Spirit of the Scripture is the Father. Where is that Spirit? It's in the Holy Bible. Now he says, when you receive that Spirit, he told the disciples, you will know that I'm indeed the Word that was made flesh. I will be in you, you will be in me. Through what? Through the knowledge of him. And so he's saying to us that it is Jesus, the Son that God gave to us. For he so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. That the Spirit himself gave birth to every word in the Bible. And that this word was manifested as a human to be believed on the earth. And then he says that anyone that believes on him, believes on the scripture, has believed in God who gave us the scriptures. Everyone that takes to this word of God, that sees him, is actually seeing God. That's why the apostle wrote in Hebrews chapter 2, reading from verse 9, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. The apostle cannot say, but we see Jesus, if it's not true. The scripture says to us this day, but we see Jesus. Why is he saying to us that truly we see Jesus? Who is this Jesus that the scripture says, but we see Jesus that was made a human, made a little lower than the angels? He's telling us that we see the scriptures that was made flesh, that don't believe every spirit. It is only those who testify, who preach this truth of the Bible, that this word was made flesh, was made a human, that his name is Jesus. That we see Jesus, that whosoever look unto this Jesus, he is the author and the finisher of our faith. That look into this perfect law of liberty, that it is this perfect law of liberty that was made a human for the suffering of death, to die. The apostle says, that which I have received, that is what I gave to you. That the Lord Jesus died according to the scriptures. He was raised on the third day according to the scriptures. And so that the scriptures is that Jesus, whom he said, we see Jesus. We see Jesus that was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory. What glory? He said, in that day you will know that I'm in my Father. That's why he said, glorify thou me with thy glory. With the glory I had with thee before the world began. That they are looking at me in the flesh. They don't know that I am that word that was in the beginning. He said, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God. Nancy said, oh, Father, glorify thy Son so that thy Son will glorify you. That the Father is glorified in the Son. It is when we know the Son of God, then we will receive the Father. That it is this Son of God that is that everlasting Father. Look at it, if I continue reading verse 10. For it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things. Wonderful. He said it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings, for both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. He says that it became him of whom are all things, and by whom are all things. Remember the scripture we read? If we go there again, in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6. But to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. See, there is one God, the Father, of whom are all things. Then one Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things. Now you come to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10. For it became him, not them, him. For whom are all things, and by whom are all things. One. In bringing many sons unto glory, that is God the Father, of whom are all things, and this Son, by whom are all things, he says him. One. He said to the people who were questioning him, where is your Father in the days of his flesh? He told them that I and my Father are one. And so that this Jesus, the Son, is whom God gave to us. That there's no other way anyone can come to the true God except by him. That he so loved us, he now gave us himself through his Son. The Son said, in that day you will know that I'm the Father. That if you see me, you have seen the Father. And that it is this Son that is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That he is that great God. That almighty God. And that he came to show us himself. And that it is this Jesus we preach. Because no one has seen God at any time. Now when we preach Jesus, it says after they believe, everyone who believed, then he sealed them up with the Holy Spirit of promise. Then they will not receive the Spirit of the Son. That is Spirit of the Son. Even the Holy Spirit is Jesus, the Holy Spirit. And that he is that Spirit that is to come. And it is this mystery that he came to give to us so that we can be saved. That he is that one by whom are all things, that nothing was created or made that was made without him. That he is that God, the Creator. He didn't want us to perish. He manifested himself. That there is only one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. The scripture says, but the mediator should be of not one, but more than one. But God is one. What is he saying to us? That this one God has mediated. He has now become the mediator of the New Testament. He is mediated for himself. That is why he said, believe me. He that has seen me has seen that Father. There's no other way you can come to that God. It is me. What a mystery that happened on earth. And the apostles are now saying to us, that very Son of God that was to come, that child that is born unto us, the Son that is given, is the everlasting Father. It is that God that say he's coming. So that's why the message is message of freedom. All other gods are imaginations. They don't exist. That truly this God was manifested to put an end. If there was another God, he would have stopped him. That there's no other God. He said, I don't know of any. I don't know any other God. And that before he came, he testified to his own, the Israelites, that he is coming. But he came, as he said, they did not receive him. They didn't believe. That truly, the God that was given to the Israelites by Moses is the true God of the whole world. But anyone that will receive him, He said the same, he gives that right, that authority to become children of God, born again unto God, that liveth and abideth forever. That it is through this Son that he bring many sons to glory. That it is when we, after we have received the Son of God, this Son of God gives us his Spirit. Then that Spirit is whom we are born of unto God, which is why he says that except a man be born of this Spirit, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He cannot see this King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That this King of Kings is himself. That they are seeing him, but they don't know whom he is. But he's saying that day they will know whom he is. That he is that Father. And they did know. That's why we have the Bible to read, which was written by the apostles. That truly he came. See final scripture, 1 John chapter 5, in verse 19. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. The apostle says, and we know we are of God, because we are born again to this God. We are aware of this God. We know him. Verse 20. And we know that the Son of God is come, and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. Amen. And so he said, in that day you will know that I am in my Father. That we now know that truly the Son of God was made flesh. He is come. That truly this Word of God was made flesh. We handled him. And then we are testifying of him. So that you also can have fellowship with us. So that you can come to this knowledge. That we can come to this knowledge, because the whole world lies under wickedness. Well, none of the wicked will understand. That the wicked one has blindfolded the mind of humans. That they would not know their God. This one by whom all things were made. That he is our maker, our creator. We are the sheep of his pasture. But this wickedness can be taken away, because he is that Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. That Jesus is that Lamb of God. How can he take it away from us? He said, when we see him, that we see Jesus. Anyone that believes on him is believing in God. And it is this Son of God he gave to us. That this Son of God is to be received. And when we receive him, we are free indeed. And so he said to us today that Jesus is the Son of God. That they will say, where is Jesus? Say, but Jesus is whom we are preaching. Don't say who's going to bring him down from heaven again, or go to the deep and bring him up again. Anyone that speak contrary, he says, Antichrist. For the word indeed was made flesh. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.